They all sit down at a team meeting with Heidi, and he's like, so I heard Brody and Laura were hanging out again.
How freaking random. Your boss does not give a flying F what Brody and Lauren are doing. Like, what?
Hello, and welcome to your favorite podcast, Millennial TV. I'm Adrian, and this is Candace and Liz, and we are your hosts of the podcast. Now, it's been a couple weeks since we, like, in real life, like, did our last recording, and God, I miss talking about The Hills so much. I couldn't believe it myself. I was like, I couldn't wait to see what the next episode was about, and I'm like, that's a sign of, like, a good season so far. So I'm so excited to come back today to talk. I feel like sometimes the episodes are so, like, Heidi Spencer heavy that I don't, like, care about what happens. But I feel like we've gotten a lot of Lauren again. And, like, Audrina and Justin Bobby are very interesting on their own. So I feel like it's been really good. So I'm excited today. But sit back and enjoy. Have a good drive to work or whatever you're doing. And let's get ready to go through season 3, episode 5 of The Hills called Rolling with the Enemy. Ooh, and before I forgot, bad podcast host. Please don't forget to go follow us on Instagram, follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can find podcasts. We love hearing from you guys and engaging with you guys through funny polls and posts and stuff like that. So please go follow us there. All right. Now, on the previously on, Lauren says that after what happened with Jen and Heidi in the past year, she was ready to stick to her close friends. She recaps Heidi going to Colorado to visit her family with Spencer, so the coast was clear for Brody to invite her to the barbecue. Every time I hear this now, by the way, Candace, I hear you in my head being like, okay, like, as if Lauren cares to talk about Heidi and Spencer. Like, they're just, like, forcing her to do it in the studio.
So funny.
Yeah. Then she talks about Justin ditching Audrina at the barbecue and cue Audrina crying with the blue, you know, hoodie over her head at the beach. And then Lauren ends the previously on by saying that she was hanging out with Brody again, which was about to make someone very angry. So the first scene, we start off with a shot of the hillside villas, and we have a very clear, like, voiceover of Lauren going, that was really weird of Justin leaving you at the beach. So obvious, right, you guys?
That was such a wild line, like, just slammed in there. I was like, I literally have written that voiceover here. The voiceover here is hysterical.
I'm like, okay, Lauren. Okay.
I know. Yeah. That was so weird of him, like, leaving you on the beach, right? Let's talk about that. That really terrible moment for you.
Yeah, and we cut into Lauren and Audrina at their dining table eating, which I feel like we never see them eating at this table. It's always just used, like, to put a bunch of their, like, junk on. So that was cool. And Lauren has on a really cute, like, yellow dress. Actually kind of looks like a nighty, I thought, but, like, it was very cute on her. And Audrina says that she left her helmet at the beach house, which... all the power to you, girl, if you actually, like, held on to that decision. And she says that it's one of those things that's on and off, off and on. And Lauren's like, it's been 2 years.
It's a long time.
Yeah. Then Audrina and Lauren talk about how they thought Heidi and Spencer would have popped in yesterday to the barbecue and how pissed Spencer is going to be when he hears that Lauren and Audrina were hanging out with Brody and his friends. Lauren does, like, an evil smirk.
Yeah, says, I have that too.
You never see her do that, by the way.
I know.
You know? And she's like, oh my, the tables have turned.
Yeah.
And I like this for her, like, pissing Spencer off without directly trying. I love it.
And I just, Audrina and Lauren look so cute in this scene. Like, they really do. Like, the
so beautiful.
The yellow tank top dress and Lauren's, like pulled back poof hair and, like, Audrina, again, how do you look so good in a tank top and jeans?
I don't know.
Yep.
But they both look so cute for just hanging out at home.
Totally. I think this is all what we imagine looking like at that age, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And living it up in Hollywood like that. But then I'm like, probably not.
I'm like me like at home wearing like an oversized t-shirt, biker shorts with my hair sticking up at all angles. So like, as much as I like to think this is what I look like hanging out at home, it's not accurate.
Then in the next scene, whoa, we are back at Bolt House. Forgot that Heidi even worked here anymore. And Brent comes in with his like surfer boy hair, which looks so weird on like a 40-year-old man. Mm-hmm. Like it's just,
he looks ridiculous.
I don't even know if it was the style at that time. I feel like 20-year-olds were rocking that hair, but not like established businessmen.
It's odd. It is definitely very odd.
How old do you guys think Brent was at that time? Because I put 40, but like was he 40? Yeah.
I don't know.
He doesn't look 20, like.
No. I'd say late 30s, early 40s. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say in his 30s, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. 30, 40-year-old man. Still with the beach hair. They all sit down at a team meeting with Heidi, and he's like, so I heard Brody and Lauren were hanging out again.
How fucking random.
That was so funny.
I'm like, your boss does not give a flying F what Brody and Lauren are doing. Like, what? How does that have anything to do with anything? How does he know them? Why does he care?
How much did they pay him to say this?
To say
like,
that.
Honestly, like, why would he care if he's, like, you know, running this business, whatever?
And even Heidi's kind of like, I mean...
It's just like, what?
But, like, my thing is, like, Heidi clearly doesn't have any friends because they have to give these lines to Brent.
Yeah, her boss. Yeah.
Yeah, like, even, I mean, she has Holly in LA, I think, at this time, and, like, they mm-hmm. don't even have her, like, coming to do with these scenes. So, yeah, mm-hmm. it's kind of sad. Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine your boss asking you a question like that I before know. A meeting?
In front of everyone.
In front of other You're people. Like, yeah. Be like, why are you into my personal life, sir? Yeah. That's so funny.
Somebody's a Hill super fan.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So Heidi responds that she's like, well, I thought they hated each other. That's weird. And Brent starts talking about an event that they're having tonight for the Chelsea Football Club. And he tells Heidi that she was going to be working that event.
Yeah, it's more and more obvious that she doesn't work there.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And now that I think about it, I'm like, I thought we were going to get to see this event, but I don't think we did at all.
No.
So why did they like set it up like that? We didn't get anything.
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah.
Then over at Epic Records, Audrina and Kiara are grabbing a coffee, and Audrina tells Kiara about the barbecue, and she talks about how Lauren got emotional talking about her friendship with Heidi. And she was like kind of like making that sound like the big deal, but I was mm-hmm. like, dude, I think Justin Bobby leaving you at the barbecue was like the bigger deal.
Yeah.
So she starts telling her about how Lauren picked up her helmet that was left behind and that Audrina cried. And Kiara is surprised because it isn't usually something Audrina would cry about. And Audrina says that she was surprised at her own reaction too. Audrina says that she said this is the final draw so many times. It's up and down, like a roller coaster. But Kiara says, whatever, roller coasters are fun. And then they giggle and the scene is over.
She says she's never cried over a guy, ever. What a lucky girl, if that is true.
I know. I find that hard to believe.
At the age of, like, 22, you've never cried over a guy? Like,
yeah.
Come on.
That seems unreal.
Not even a crush.
I'm trying to think for all the girls like me that did not date when we were younger.
Yeah.
I mean, I maybe eked a tear, but not, like, full cried.
Okay.
Okay.
But I think it's like you just don't let yourself get to that point of liking someone that much.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, no, like so
that makes sense.
Like,
yeah.
You don't care as much, but.
Well, yeah. I guess. I do think Audrina looks really good here too. She had like a t-shirt shorts combo going on, and her hair actually looks brushed for once. She her does the looks... grunge thing with her hair.
She does.
Yeah.
So it actually looked like brushed and washed and shampooed.
That's so true. It looks always looks kind of like frizzy or like crunchy a little bit. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, greasy.
I was like, oh, I like her outfit. She's cute.
Her hair looks a bit lighter to me in this episode too. Like I'm used to seeing it super dark, and like it's still dark, but it's like a little more caramelly. I don't know, like a little lighter. Mm-hmm. God, and I just wish Audrina was like done with Justin. Is what I wrote.
We all wish that.
Yeah,
roller coasters aren't fun, you guys. Who wants to go up and down? Like,
I mean, not in a relationship, but maybe at a theme park.
Yeah.
Even at a theme park, man. Do you guys like roller coasters?
I hated them when I was younger. Like, I would cry. Like, I was not going on them. Like, could not do it. Didn't want to. And then one time I just decided that I was like, nah, screw it. I'm going to have fun with my friends. I'm going to go on these freaking roller coasters. And I actually don't hate them now. Like, I can do them. I just don't like that initial drop where your stomach, like, goes into your mouth. I don't like that. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the ride is usually pretty okay for me.
Yeah.
Liz?
I've always been a roller coaster person. I grew up within driving distance to Cedar Point, which is like the theme park capital of America or whatever. Mm. I can't do roller coasters now like I did as like a teenager. Now I'm like one and I have to take like a break for like an hour because my body is like, what are you doing to me? Mm. But I do still enjoy them. Yeah.
Do you bring the kids to like the like theme park and... Do you make Kyle ride roller coasters with them then?
You know, he loves roller coasters too. But they are, Sloan just became tall enough to like do big roller coasters. And she still hasn't done, like the biggest she's done is the Jurassic Park ride at Universal Studios, which is basically like Splash Mountain. It's just got the big drop at the very end. And she enjoyed it, I think. So now it's just like, okay, what's the next like bigger one we're going to get you on?
I was such a scaredy cat as a kid. Like, I would cry. Like, you could not get me on one of those things to save my life. And it's funny because Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk has this haunted house ride.
In the movie Us. Is that the same one?
Yeah, it's the same boardwalk.
That's
cool.
Yeah. Okay, that's awesome. That.
Yeah, Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk, they have this haunted house ride. And I was so terrified of it as a child. I would always go on it with my dad, but I would squeeze my eyes shut the entire ride. And still to this day, I have not seen the inside of that haunted house ride.
No way.
Even as a teenager and an adult, I was still too scared to open my eyes because of that childhood fear. So every time I went on it, I just squeeze my eyes shut. And like my dad the whole time would be like, come on, open your eyes, it's fun. And I'd be like, no, I can't. So like, I don't know what it is, but my, like every time I get on that ride, my inner child is like, I can't do it, I can't look. And like, it's so stupid because I do like normal haunted houses now.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, and you like them.
And I like them. So I don't know what it is. It's just like instinct to not that particular ride to not. So I still to this day have not seen anything inside of it. And I'm like, I feel like when I finally do, like it's going to be like, a crazy like moment for me.
Or you're gonna be like, that's it.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna be like, this is pathetic. I was scared of this. I know. So if anybody has been on that ride, you know what I'm talking about because it is like, I'm sure it's the most unscary thing ever because it's like the oldest ride. Like you get in these little like coffin cars and like go through.
And it's for kids.
Oh, yeah, it's for kids. Like, it's not, like, I'm sure it's the most unscary thing ever, but I'm just, it's so funny. I still am like, no, I can't look. Like,
aw.
That's hilarious.
I know. It's just one of those things that, like, stays with you from being a kid.
I like the idea of roller coasters, and I just get really bad motion sickness. Like, that's why I can't ride them. Mm-hmm. I, like, blindly went to ride this ride one time in one of those, like, you know, traveling, amusement park things that came to our mall. There was no line for this ride. I did not see what the ride was about. I ran up and like got on, and it was one that spun you around just like crazy, 360, all that stuff. I came out and my mom looked at me and she knew I was done. I threw up everywhere and my parents had to like carry me basically home. I was like 14, by the way, so I was not little.
Man.
I was like old enough, and I was sick for the entire day. Like, I just get so dizzy. So I love to do them. I just can't do the ones that take you like upside down.
I can't do spinny rides at all. That's, I can't even look at a spinning ride. Like, if I stand there and watch it, I feel like I'm getting sick.
I used to do really well on those spinny rides. I liked them, but I don't know. Oh, I haven't really been on rides lately. Like, I went on them in Disneyland, but Disneyland rides are, like, not,
They're not intense.
They're not intense, so.
No.
Wait, they're Space not. Mountain's kind of intense.
Space Mountain's probably, like that's probably the most intense at Disneyland, yeah.
I'd say that's the most. Like, most of them are, like, little character rides where you just ride through, you know, like, it's very calm.
Indiana Jones is Universal.
Oh, I love Indiana Jones.
No, that one's Disneyland. That's
that's intense, too, I feel like.
That's a great ride.
I rode it, like, 3 times last time I was there. I love Indiana Jones.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I did like that one. And Pirates. Pirates, I think, was, like, broken when I went, but that one I thought was quite jerky,
Pirates
too.
Pirates is so boring to me. I, like, people love it, and I'm like, why am I in line for this? Like, I'm always so bored.
It's a really good way to get out of the heat for, like, 15 minutes, you know?
I do love the restaurant that's in there, though.
Yeah, the Blue Bayou. Yep. Yeah. It's cool. Ooh.
I've never eaten, I feel like, at a Disney restaurant.
It's so expensive, but it's so good. Mm-hmm. The last time I ate there, it was like $60 a plate, but I'm sure it's more now.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the food good, though?
Mm-hmm.
It is, yeah. It's like...
You have like three options.
Like high-end gourmet stuff, yeah.
Like filet mignon, salmon, like...
Yeah.
I think I had salmon when I was there, and it was really good. I will not suggest in... I think it's California Adventure, though. It's Ariel's Grotto. They have the worst food.
No, I love Ariel's Grotto. Okay, well, wait. Actually, I don't love the restaurant part. Yes. The bar upstairs.
Okay.
Which, it's now called, it's not Ariel's Grotto anymore. It's a Pixar-themed something, because they rethemed all of it.
Oh, did but they?
The bar upstairs, though, has, we'd always get the lobster nachos are the best, and it's, like, a huge thing, so you can share it with, like, 4 people, and they have, like, a secret cocktail menu, and it's really fun.
I'm sure the bar is awesome, but, remember, we did it because I wanted, it was an easy way to meet all the princesses at once, and not wait in line for them, because they all come to your table,
right.
And I wanted pictures with all of them, and so we did it for that, and I mean, there were, like, 3 options on the menu, and I got this pasta that was, like, dry and, like, just terrible. And I was like, this is awful, and I can't believe I paid, like, almost $80 for this food. And I was really disappointed. But it was also, like, the first time I was at Disney as an adult, so, of course, we made, like, reservations at all the biggies. So, like, I was like, not this one again. But now that I know about the bar.
Go to the bar. The bar is great. Yeah, they don't even do the princesses there anymore since they rethemed it to Pixar.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they do the characters in the actual restaurant part now. But, yeah.
Ooh, Liz. Let's see. I just saw your nails.
Oh, yeah.
For everyone who's listening.
They're wicked. There's Elphaba and Glinda. They're glue-on nails, so I didn't, like, pay a ton of money, but... I've recently been getting into the glue on nails, and it's fun because you can do whatever for like $10.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. For everyone listening, go on our YouTube to watch our video and look at Liz's nails. They're very cute.
It makes me want to start singing.
Yes.
Okay, sorry, guys. Let's get back to the episode here. Okay, so yes, Kiara and Audrina, done. Then we get to Heidi and Spencer at their apartment, and Spencer greets Heidi and says, oh, you're the cutest little businesswoman in town. And Heidi is dressed in, like, a suit, like, with their collar, like, popped out and everything, which I'm like, you're going to this fake job, and you're dressing up like a fake, you know, working woman. Okay. Then Heidi comes in and tells Spencer immediately that Brent said that he saw Brody and Lauren hanging out. Spencer says, oh, great, they deserve each other. Then they both kind of look at each other, and they look, like, pissed or mad, and then, like, the scene's over. Like, this is one of the shortest scenes we've ever seen cut together on the show. Weird.
Very
weird.
But Spencer looks better with facial hair. Like, he usually doesn't have facial hair. And in this scene, he had facial hair, and I was like, he's, like, more attractive that way. Like, I still don't find him attractive, but it just gives him, like, I don't know, less of a baby weird face.
I was going to say, it makes him look older.
Yes. It's kind of weird to think about the fact that they're still, like, 21, 22 right now, because they're just living such, like, adult lives. And they do look older, like,
truly.
They do.
You know, but ooh, are we on our journey to Candace being like, I think Spencer's cute.
Sorry to disappoint you guys, but probably not.
We'll see.
I know. Then it's nighttime and we're at Ledoux and Lauren is sitting in a booth with Audrina and this friend Ryan, who we've never met, but he actually gets a Chiron. Audrina is telling them about a story about how she went to the bathroom. Oh no, sorry. Lauren's telling the story. She went to the bathroom, two girls looked at each other, had a moment, and started making out with one another. And like, yes, core club memories.
But then she goes, who makes out with another girl in a public restroom? And Audrina goes, lesbians.
That was funny.
So good. I actually had a thing almost exactly like that happen to me recently. But so there's this 80s cover band that Kyle and I like to follow around town. Like, we're like friends with the band. And every like couple months they go to this dive bar near us. And it's a really, really fun bar. But we are usually amongst like the youngest people there, which is funny. It's usually like much older people, which is really funny to like people watch and stuff. But the owner of the bar, his name is, he will just like mingle and like talk to everybody and stuff. And so the last time we were there, he was doing that. He was walking around like everybody having a good time, blah, blah, blah. But his wife was there with him. And we've never seen his wife before. And she looked like she was probably like late 40s, early 50s. And then they were like standing like right in front of us and they started like talking to this other couple and they were just like, you know, like chatting, whatever. So I went to the bathroom like an hour or so later and wife and this other woman were in the bathroom hugging, like, and it is like teeny teeny tiny bathroom, like two stalls, little tiny bar bathroom, and I'm just like standing there awkwardly, and then they literally started making out and I was like standing there like, okay, you know, I'm like, I just have to go pee, you know, I'm like waiting for a door to open up. And I went pee, when I left they were like still in there like going at it, and I came out to Kyle, I'm like, wife is making out with another woman at the bathroom. And then we saw them come out and they just acted like, you know, no big deal. So I'm like, should we tell? Like, no, I'm not gonna do that. But it was the craziest thing. I've never had anything like that happen before.
I think making out in public in general is weird.
Yeah, I agree. Especially when you're like,
at this age, yes.
In your 50s.
Yeah.
And they didn't seem very drunk. They didn't seem drunk like at all, really. So
when you're younger, you have nowhere to go. But like, you know, when you're older, you don't do it. But I guess they maybe have nowhere else to do this.
But like, also, nobody wants to like watch you make out. Like, it's so weird.
It was so uncomfortable.
Go to the movies and sit in the back, like we all did. Okay.
Yeah. Go to your car or something. Yeah. So anyways, when Lauren said that, I was like, holy crap, I just saw that happen like 4 months ago. So there you go.
Yeah, it's not just a thing that happens in your 20s, guys.
I know. Yeah. I was going to say, you could decide to keep that in or not, because you mentioned pub so
oh my god, what if and listens to wife. The pod? Oh my gosh, she's like...
This is how the relationship blew up. Yeah.
Can you decide. Yeah. I'll bleep out the name of the
yeah,
pub.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah,
I'll do
yeah.
That. I'll good. Just do a bleep. Yeah.
That's good.
We'll get canceled for outing his wife.
We're going to show up and they're like, you guys can't come in. Yeah, you're not welcome here anymore.
And I was going to say, maybe you'll get people coming there to come meet you the next time this 80s cover band. But like, you know, you never know.
Yeah. The 80s All-Stars. I'll shout them out. If you live in San Diego, go see the 80s All-Stars. They rock. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so Beautiful Girls by Sean Kingston is playing at the club. And honestly, like, this song is such a bop. I love it so much. And, like, multiple people have done covers or, like, responses to the song. JoJo in particular, I love. And I just, like, love all the different renditions. So, love this song. it's too bad because I heard that Sean Kingston and his mom were arrested for like tax evasion.
Oh my god, you guys, that story is crazy. I'm not gonna go into it because like it's gonna take a while, but that story is crazy.
Are they in jail already or what?
Yes. Yeah, they've been sentenced. If you guys, there is a YouTuber / TikTok star that does an in-depth like animated like whole thing on it. Look it up. It is crazy. I wish I could remember that guy's name right now. But it is so good. What happened? It's wild. They scammed so many people, and he had no money, you guys. None.
Wow.
Go look it up. It's crazy.
Okay. Yeah. Go look it up. But it's disappointing to hear that, you know, that happened.
Yeah.
I love this song.
Maybe we'll do like a mini episode on it because it actually is crazy.
Yeah, I would love to hear, like, you tell the story.
yeah.
I'm, like, a true crime person. It's one of my, like, things that I delve into. So I like stuff like that.
Okay, back to the club. So Brody comes, like, to the table singing Beautiful Girls. And Frankie is next to Lauren. And then Brody tries to make plans and says that they should go to Roosevelt Pool on Sunday. And Lauren casually just drops, like, oh, I'm there every Sunday. And he comes back with, whoa, like, what time are you going to get there? Like 6 a.m.? And then drunk Lauren, she says, you know what's more fun? Your condo. And Brody and Frankie are all like, whoa. And like, they are definitely editing like Lauren to be very into Brody at this point. But again, it's so random because like we haven't seen that in the past.
She's like flirting with him, which is cute, but like you can tell she has fun with him. So I think when the cameras are like asking for something, she's like, whatever, it's Brody and it's like fun. So she just does it.
Well, so I'm like, she's probably drunk. You know, she's cute, he's cute. I don't know if she was trying to hook up with him, but like later in the episode, I think they probably did at this time.
Yeah.
Seems like it, yeah.
I was going to ask you, Liz, Roosevelt Pool, was that, like, a place to hang out?
I've never been there because that is, like, super ritzy, rich people place to go, for sure. Like, I know where the Roosevelt Hotel is. Like, it's right in the center of Hollywood. Like, you can't miss it when you're there. But I've never been to the pool because it probably costs, like, a ton of money to go there. But it would be cool, too. Yeah, it looked really nice.
Not something us plebs would have taken part in.
Well, maybe now they do that thing where there's, like, an app that you can get and you can rent out pool time at a hotel.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah, you can buy, like, a hotel pool pass for the day.
Yeah, well, they do that here at some of the big resorts here in San Diego where, like, you can go with your kids and use the pool for, like, $50 for the whole family for, like, the day or whatever. Yeah. But you don't have to be staying there, which is nice. I bet they do that. But I wonder how much it is, yeah.
Parties are probably less cool, though, because Gen Z doesn't party like, you know, the millennials anymore. Okay, there's a shot when the camera is on the back of her head, and she says, Spencer isn't going to be there, is he? And I thought this was a wild line, because I'm like, Lauren never wants to talk about Spencer. Like, she doesn't even mention his name. But then Brody responds with, Spencer doesn't go out. Spencer stays at home all night. I like you. We're friends. Let's go party. So I think that was a real question. And she really did ask that question. And they all get up and leave the club.
Spencer stays at home. Spencer doesn't go out.
He's lost his life.
He's a married old man now.
Yeah. I know. Then, oh my God, because we are at Teen Vogue next. And I feel like we've had really, really few work scenes this season.
Yeah.
Like in season one, there were so many behind the scenes, like photo shoot stuff. And even in season two, I think the Jade, like, you know, Whitney's little sister shoot and stuff happened then. But there's such a lack of it in season three. And it's like so felt, I feel like. And it's so missed.
It is.
Whitney looks super cute in a high pony and like floral top. Mm-hmm. And Lauren has on a red headscarf that kind of looks like that, like, we could do it, lady.
Oh, it's terrible. She looks awful. I hated her outfit in this scene. And oh God, the leggings with the heels.
Big black caftan.
Oh, terrible. Yeah. The headband, terrible. All of it was terrible. Awful.
That's terrible.
Horrible. Terrible. Horrible. But I did think Whitney looked really cute with her high pony and her, like,
yay.
Yes.
I know.
She's so cute.
She looks so cute.
I said, I don't love Lauren's scarf hair.
scarf hair.
Whitney asks if Lauren went out last night, and Lauren says that she went to Ladue. She tells her that Brody and Frankie were there, so they sat together. Whitney asks about Heidi and Spencer, and Lauren tells her that Spencer found out that Lauren and Brody were hanging out and stopped talking to Brody. Whitney says it's a little immature. And then Whitney says, it's like, you know, it's just a momentary tiff.
Ugh.
Then Lauren's like, ah, tiff? Did you know my name was going to be Tiffany or Crystal? And then Whitney makes like this like face. So cute. I know, she's so cute. Then they start going back about like, you know, all the shortened nicknames. Tiff, Chris, Chrissy, yeah. Crystal.
Could you imagine Lauren as a Tiffany or a Crystal though?
No.
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 Not at all.
I could see her as a Tiffany, but it's awful.
Yeah.
Only because when I think Tiffany Trump and she's blonde, I think. Like, so I think I can like.
Mm-hmm.
I could see Whitney as a Tiffany. Like, because a Tiffany to me is like tall and like Whitney fits that. I mean, she's just very lanky and tall.
I think Lauren is just always a Lauren.
Yes.
Did you guys ever have a different name that you were supposed to be born with? I'm sorry, that was worded weird. Did your parents ever consider any other names for you?
So, I was supposed to be a boy, and they didn't know what they were having because I was hiding my junk in all the ultrasounds.
Up until you were born?
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa. I wasn't named for 3 days because they didn't have a girl name picked out.
How funny.
My name was supposed to be Cedric James because my dad's... What, sorry?
Your dad's name is Cedric?
Yeah, my dad's
name is Cedric. I was going to say that. I felt like Cedric was going to be your name.
Cedric James. James was my grandpa's name on my mom's side. So it was going to be Cedric James. Aww. And they were going to call me CJ. And then, obviously, I was a girl and they couldn't think of anything. But in my baby book, in my baby book, it says names you were considering. And my mom wrote this after I was born. So, like, I know for a fact that, like, she was just, like, throwing shit out there to put something in my baby book. But one of them is, so my mom's name is Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Always been Kim. It's Kimberly, I think, like, full, but no one ever calls her that. For my whole life, it's been Kim. And in the baby book, one of the options was Kimmily. I'm like, absolutely not. Oh, my gosh. Not.
That's so funny.
Kimmily. But my sister's name is made up. My sister's name is Cedra. Because my dad's name is Cedric. She wanted to name him. I know.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, she made it up. She's a psycho. Anyways, I'm so glad that I was born second. It fits my sister now. But, like, I don't see her as anything but a Cedra. But it's just funny that that's why she did that.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I'm like, so it would have been Cedra and Kimmily.
Kimmily, that would attract because, like, Cedra was after your dad, Kimmily after your mom.
Yeah.
That would have been so good.
That would have been hilarious.
Cedra and Kimmily. I can't. I'm so glad that we nixed the Kimmily. My dad came up with Candace randomly one day. He apparently came into the hospital and was like, what about Candace? And her mom was like, oh, I like that. So.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah.
I remember my mom telling me the only other name she almost named me was Chloe, which I really like that name. So I would have been fine with that. But I'm named after my grandma, so that makes sense. But my dad always used to make this really bad joke because my maiden last name was West, and he always said that he wanted to name me Easter. So Easter West. Such a bad dad joke.
Your last name was West?
Yeah.
That is so cool. It's like Kanye West.
That's not cool.
Well, like I've heard that. I feel like I've heard that Easter West joke because of Kanye, like when he was naming his kids. But like, that's so interesting. Where is like West from? Like that last name?
I don't know. I'll have to ask like my dad, but I feel like he's told me before. I'm not sure. My mom's whole side, like I'm mostly Hungarian, so my dad, I will ask.
Yeah. Was it easy picking out names for your kids, Liz?
Yes and no. We kind of had Sloan as a name in mind for a long time. just because it's from the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off. That's where we got her name from. That's the name of his girlfriend. And I don't know why we just like that. One of us said it one day and we're both like, oh, I really like that. And then it just stuck. For Charlie, we had a couple different names rolling around for her. I really, really liked the name Hazel. We almost named her Hazel. But yeah, Charlotte is from the Bumblebee Transformers movie. And the actress, what's her name? Haley something.
Steinfeld?
Haley Steinfeld, yeah. She's the lead actress in that movie. And the movie's really good. But she goes by Charlie in the movie. And after that, we were both like, I really like that. And it just stuck. But now, freaking, there's 1,000 Charlottes at Charlie school.
I always loved the Charlotte Charlie thing, and there's so many now. I'm like, ugh.
I know, I didn't even know. And there's like, you know, she has like 2 other Charlies in her class. There's a Charlie in her dance class, and I'm like, ugh, we did like, I feel like when I was in elementary school, there were like 1,000 like Jessicas, you know? Mm. It's like, we did like that, but it's okay. It fits her. Yeah,
I know. I like Charlotte Charlie a lot. Mm-hmm. I want that for my own kid, but then yes, there are so many now that I'm like, oh, should I let that like impact my decision?
Yeah.
I think my parents, the other name that they considered, I don't know if I'm making this up. Okay, there's 2. One is Ariel after like, you know, the Disney mermaid, because they wanted me to have an A name because my sister's name is Abby. So to follow the A. And then the other one that they were close to naming me was Anne Marie. I think.
Oh, that's cute. Pretty. I have a little cousin named Anne Marie.
Yeah? One word, Anne Marie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think I could see myself as an Anne Marie. It's a pretty name. I just...
I wouldn't see you as that, yeah.
I can.
Really? Mm-hmm. I don't think I've met anyone in real life named Anne Marie.
You have a very, like, old world kind of look. So, like, not like in a bad way. I just think that, like, you have, like, features that could be, like, old world. I don't know how to explain that. But, like,
yeah.
So I think Anne Marie, because it's kind of, like, regal sounding, it would work.
Yeah.
You know, if you look up the word or, like, the meaning of Adrian, it actually says, maybe I'm making this up, it goes, like, dark. I think regal is one of the words, too. So,
See?
That's funny.
I'm right.
That's cool.
Okay, back to our episode. Sorry, guys, we keep segueing, but like I said, we haven't recorded in a while. We want to chat.
Yeah.
Lauren, Lowe, they're going out, so they're getting dressed up, and Audrina is going somewhere as well, but they're not together. And Lauren asks Audrina for her opinion on what to wear, a blue dress or a black dress. And Lowe is next to her wearing this, like, silky, strapless blue top with jeans.
It's so cute. I love it. I love it. It's so cute.
Not Mayor's wifey at all.
No. 2000s, too. Like, I love it.
Yes. And Lauren asks Audrina where she's going, and Audrina says that she's going to dinner with Justin. Yikes. And Lowe asks if he's coming here and if he's coming upstairs to the apartment. And Audrina says, no, he's going to call and I'm going to go down. Then Lauren asks if he's seen Audrina since the barbecue. And Audrina says no, but Justin wants to take it super slow and hang out again and become best friends before becoming boyfriend and girlfriend. Then Lowe says, haven't you been dating him on and off for like 2 years? Audrina says they've been dating more recently, like, together for 4 months.
But also, if you have to try and make someone your best friend, like, that's not really how that works.
No.
Like, that's just an excuse to not date somebody. I want to try and be best friends first. Like, what?
And also, like, he was the one that ditched her.
Like, that is some F-boy, like,
theory. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yes.
Like, excuses. I don't know.
Yep.
Well, Lowe tries to be the voice of reason, and she's like, yeah, he should probably be your boyfriend now. And Audrina does not look happy. Then Audrina's out on her date with Justin, and it's so disappointing because he's like the same, like, homeless looking, like, you know,
she,
like,
looks so hot,
lazy man. Yes. Like, she, okay, the frustrating thing is, like, she actually totally lights up when she's with him. Like, you can see her just have a light and she's happy, which is annoying, but, like, she does look good. She's wearing this, like, strapless black top with jeans, and, like I said, Justin looks homeless. I don't know if that's rude. Cut it out if you want, but...
I'm leaving it in.
That's the look. she doesn't really have an appetite, even though they're out to dinner, because she says that she ate earlier. And he kind of gets, like, annoyed with this, and he's like, why are we even out eating? Like, you're not hungry. And she's like, well, we're hanging out. Like, this is something to do.
He's so rude.
I know. He says, I know you. Sometimes you surprise me, but I get the gist of it. He says, think of how long we've known each other. There's no other way than to take it slow with you. What?
What does that mean?
Yeah. I don't get it. Audrina leans back and says, how slow is slow for you? And Justin says he doesn't know. Putting a statement on things, I'll be gone. I don't like it. And Audrina says, like, the boyfriend-girlfriend label? Like, Lauren asks if you're my boyfriend. And then Justin gets mad and says, who cares?
Me. I care, Justin. I care.
Yes.
He says, I don't like it when people say stuff and that gets in your ear. Why do people care if we're boyfriend and girlfriend? If something is working, you don't go screw it up by putting labels or putting a ring on your finger because society tells you. He says, F them.
What?
Because society tells you.
And gosh. A ring on your finger? Bro, we're just asking you to, like, commit to one person. Audrina sighs and then looks, like, really sad for the rest of this meal.
She looks
and
so depressed with him.
What the hell is this conversation, you guys? Like,
I don't... He's an F-boy. It's awful. He's just, like, trying to find any reason or any excuse to not label it, because then he can still do whatever he wants on the side.
Do you think that, like, for the 4 months that they were, like, together, was he also, like, seeing other people? Probably, right? Like,
probably. Probably, yes.
I would say so.
That's so sad. It's like, you want to hang out all the time and have boyfriend privileges, but, like, you don't want to be a boyfriend. Like,
right.
You know? And Audrina, take the freaking sign. Run. Run.
I feel like this is such a clear, like, Audrina, he's just not that into you. Like, just leave. Just walk away. Or tell him, it matters to me. Like,
I know she doesn't. It's so infuriating.
She says nothing, yeah.
Because she has no backbone when it comes to him.
Well, and he's the one that screwed up, so I don't really understand why they're like, this is their first time meeting, but he's not the one, like, apologizing profusely for what he did. It feels like she's, like, clawing at him to be like, can we date again? Like, you know, like, will you be my boyfriend? But, like, what the hell? He left you.
I know. She is begging for... Okay. I'm going to use a Taylor Swift quote here from a song. Begging for the footnotes in the story of your life.
That's
begging to be the footnotes in the story of your life.
Oh, I know. God, what song is that from?
Oh, God, don't put me on the spot.
let me Google. I'll help you.
No, it's from...
Tolerate It.
Yes, Scott. That's God damn it. Yes, it's from Evermore. Tolerate It. I knew it was a T, and I kept thinking Treacherous, but that's a song off Red, and I knew that wasn't it. Tolerate It. Yes.
Okay, you know I'm not a fan of Taylor Swift, but that is a great line. Mm-hmm. That is great.
It is. It is, and it's very Audrina.
Yeah. Sad. So, next scene, Brody is driving through the streets of LA and he calls up Spencer and he asks Spencer why he's not picking up his calls, and Spencer says it's because of Lauren. Brody says, I'm not going to not hang out with her just because you don't like her. Spencer says, you're making excuses. I care about loyalty and you have none of that. Brody says, you and I have been best friends since we were kids. I don't have a problem with you, and I don't have a problem with Lauren, so I'm not going to hate her just because you hate Lauren. Then Spencer says, you are rolling with my enemy, so that makes you my enemy. Don't you see how that works?
Like, bro, are you okay?
He's so intense.
Like, what?
I love it so much, though, you guys. Yes. I love it.
Every time they say rolling with the enemy, I once again think of Clueless and the rolling with the homies.
Then Brody says, this is so high school. Spencer says, I have nothing to say to you. And then he hangs up. And Brody's like, in his car, he's like, little bitch.
I did love that. And I'm wondering, like, how real that was. Like, how mad. Like, stop it. You're boys. Who cares who you're hanging out with?
It feels real. Like, this feels like a live conversation, actually.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like it's so dramatic for men. Like, do they really give, like, flying shits who the other one's hanging out with?
They've got to. Like, girls care about that stuff. Like, they've got to, too. And, like, most guys won't say anything because, you know, toxic masculinity, whatever. But, like, the fact that they're both, like, duking it out, like, I love it, actually.
Mm-hmm. They're so dramatic.
Yeah, the scene is actually so short, but they, like, there was so much in this. Like, I loved it. And tell me what you guys think. I'm actually kind of Team Spencer on this one. Like, only about the loyalty thing. Like, not the reason why Spencer's not friends with Lauren, obviously. Like, that part is horrible. But, like, if I don't like someone, my best friend, you better not hang out with them, too.
I know, but you can't be like that.
Yeah.
But why not?
Because you can't limit your friend's world just because you have an issue with somebody.
But let's say, like, okay, let's say your best friend really didn't like somebody who did something to them.
Yes, I'm ride or die. Would you go be friends with that person? No, I'm ride or die. I hate them. You hate them. I will hate them for you. Like,
but
whatever.
You will let them hang out with them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it's better to have, I don't know, like, I don't want to, like, control your life. Mm-hmm. We talked about this before. I think it's
but where's the loyalty?
I know. I think it's literally because I've just had so many experiences with, like, it doesn't matter. I would just rather have you in my life than not have you in my life. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm like, yeah, whatever. But, like, yeah, I am totally the type of person that's like, oh, you hate them? I hate them too. Let's go. Like, like, absolutely. But, you know, if I really had it in my soul that I, like, needed to be friends with this person and, like, you weren't cool with them, like, I mean, I won't talk about them when I'm with you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just depends on how much you love the other person or, like, your relationship with the other person, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. And I feel like it would be different if Lauren had done something bad to Spencer specifically. Yeah. But she hasn't done anything. Right. It's all been Spencer creating the drama. So why should Brody be upset with her when she hasn't necessarily done anything?
And you know? I was going to say, it depends on what happened between
them. Yeah.
Like, Heidi should hate Spencer for Lauren, but she doesn't, obviously.
Right.
But, like, I guess, like, Lauren didn't do anything to Spencer. Okay, fair. I changed my mind. Then we're at the Roosevelt pool, and everyone is hanging out at the pool, and Lauren has on, like, a yellow headband and a striped tank top, and Audrina is sitting behind her in a yellow bikini.
So cute.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. She looks so good again. I never think to, like, pick out yellow as a bikini color, but, like, it looks so good on Audrina.
My swimsuit is, like, burnt yellow. It's a little bit floral. It has, like, some floral parts on it, but it's, like, my favorite swimsuit I've ever had. Mm-hmm. Yellow is such a good color for swimsuits.
I gotta think about that now and go look for yellow next time. And I put, like, so they're sitting in this little, like, group, and I'm like, ugh. What it's like to be hot and young and, like, have fun on the weekends. Like, this is the epitome of, like, a pool day on Sundays.
I know. They're literally just, like, drinking all day and, like,
at
the pool. Yeah.
Lauren asks if they're checking out guys. Oh, sorry. Lo asks if they're checking out guys. And Lauren says, yeah. She looks at a guy and she says, oh, he is not cute. First of all, I can see ribs. I like a little meat on my men. But then I thought about that. I was like, I'm pretty sure Jason was, like, really cut and fit. So I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, but he has, like, muscle, kind of.
Yeah, he was very muscly.
Like, he wasn't skinny.
Okay, right? Not skinny.
Yeah.
Like, just muscular.
And I'm the same way. Like, you have to have a little bit of, like, something for me to grab onto. Mm-hmm. Like, something. Yeah. I want to, when I hug you, I don't want to feel bone.
Yeah.
Right.
They ask Audrina about Justin, and she says that it doesn't seem like he wants to be boyfriend and girlfriend. It's something she has to get used to, and she doesn't want to be oversensitive. Lauren says, you weren't being oversensitive. He was being over assholey. True, Lauren, true. Drunk Lauren, like, does not hold back, and
she doesn't.
And then Audrina just says, who knows, I'm just gonna give it a rest for a while. And I'm like, no way in a party like this where there's so many, like, hot people. I'm like, Audrina, like, one of these guys is just gonna treat you well.
I know.
You know?
Yes.
Ugh. I just wish she found someone else.
Same.
Then Brody and Frankie come in, and Lauren runs over to hug him. They sit down, and Frankie tells him, Lauren, I called you yesterday. And then Brody's like, don't call my lady dog. You better watch out. And Frankie's like, oh, that's your lady again? And Frankie says, oh, yeah, after that sleepover the other day. And Lauren says, well, Lauren had been drinking. And Brody's like, oh, don't try to act like that. Brody says that they had a friendly sleepover, and Lauren's like trying to hide her smile. And Frankie tells her that Spencer got mad that she came over to the condo. Brody says that they're not friends with Spencer anymore. Lauren says, I'm sorry. She tells him that she doesn't care if you hang out with him. And Brody calls her out on it and says, oh, you care. She says, yeah, but she isn't threatening to not talk to him anymore. Brody says, he's now on the rebound, and he's now dating Frankie. And what a fun time, because, like, as horrible as it is, like, you all have a mutual, you know, hate or dislike for this, like, friend that broke off from you two. So you're all just, like, one unit together.
Mm-hmm.
You
know? Yes.
Must be great.
Mm-hmm.
Then back at Heidi and Spencer's condo, Heidi is folding laundry next to Spencer, and she asks him for help, but he says, I'm working. He's on his laptop, and he's mentally supporting.
It looks like he was watching a video. I'm like, it didn't look like he was working
at all. That would piss me off if I directly ask you to help me, and then you say something like that. I am going to backhand you.
I'm like, I would kill my fiance if he said that. And that would make you question, like, what do you see my role in this family? What do you think I'm going to be doing?
Yeah.
Know, like, all of that.
Yeah.
Adrian said,
no way.
She said, this ring can come right back off, okay?
Then Heidi tells Spencer she's going to breakfast with Jen Bunny. They've drifted apart, and it's going to be a bit weird because they always hung out with Lauren before, so it's going to be weird just the two of them.
The bunny is back.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, you guys. Then we get a voiceover of Heidi going, how about you and I go to Don Antonio's tonight?
At this point, I want to go to Don Antonio's for how much they mention it. I hope, is it still open? Can I eat there? I'd like need to know what is so good about Don Antonio's.
Yes.
I thought this voiceover was so funny because it was another very obvious voiceover. And then they just show Spencer like looking at her. And I'm like, Spencer would not be able to say no to Don Antonio's. He'd be like, yes, let's do it. You know? Totally. So that's how I knew it was fake.
Yeah, all the stuff I don't think I ever like noticed before, but now watching it now, I'm like,
yeah,
fake.
Yeah,
fake,
so fake. Obvious. Yeah,
I think they just threw it in there to highlight that Spencer and Heidi don't have any friends anymore.
Yeah. Then in our last scene, Heidi goes to breakfast with Jen, and she sees Jen and says, "You look so different." I don't know, you guys. Like, she didn't look that different to me.
I think she looks like she doesn't have any friends and doesn't do her makeup or her hair anymore.
Yeah, I put, like, she just has her hair pulled back in a ponytail, but, like, you know, she looks
amazing. Yeah, wearing, like, a hoodie. I'm like, girlfriend did not try.
Heidi asks, what's going on? And Jen says, everything. And Jen says, so you're not going out anymore? You're not friends with Frankie and them anymore? And notice how she doesn't, like, name drop Brody, because, like, we all know what happened there. And Heidi says she was never really friends with them. Jen's like, yes, you were.
I know. She's like, what?
Heidi's like, well, only because Spencer was friends with them, not me. Jen then says, she asks if Spencer is still friends with those kids. And Heidi says, I don't really think Spencer is friends with Brody anymore. And Jen is shocked.
Spencer and Brody?
Heidi says that Brody was saying things about Lauren, and then he starts hanging out with her. So, like, that's weird. And Spencer's all, where's your loyalty? And then Heidi starts saying, you know who spread all those rumors? It's Brody Jenner.
Okay. Okay, Heidi.
And Jen's eyes go, like, wide, like, not something she'd ever heard before. And she's like, you don't know that.
She's like, why are we saying this on camera?
Yeah. I forgot about this, actually. Yeah, that they tried
I
to
did too.
I think Brody. She wasn't expecting that. Because that's why she mm-hmm. says, you don't know that. Because she's not trying to, like, start anything else with anybody else.
Yeah.
And clearly she'd never heard that because that right. was such a, like, surprise, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Heidi says she does know that because she heard Brody say it. Very obvious, like, trying to rewrite history
I
moment,
think that
you know?
At this mm-hmm. point they were just trying to pin it on anybody else. Like, yeah. it totally. Didn't matter who.
Yeah. Jen says it's sad that in the past year, so many of their close friendships have just disintegrated. This time last year, you, me, and Lauren were having the best time of our lives. Heidi says, well, maybe you'll be friends again with Lauren. And Jen says, you know what Lauren said to me when we were fighting? She said, I can't be friends with you right now, but if you ever needed me, like 2 a.m. crying, you can call me.
I believe that.
Mm-hmm. Me too. And, like, so nice of her. Like,
that's also yes, the like, kind of friend that
that's
I
very
am.
Lauren.
Like, I, even if we're fighting, if you need me, yes. I will be there for you.
Yes, same. Like, I could hate you, but, like, at yes. the end of the day, if you need someone, call me.
It doesn't matter what you did to me. If you need somebody, please call me. Like, I just.
Yes.
Like, if you need me, I'm there. Like, that's just, I feel like you should be like that with all of your, I mean, not all of your, like, acquaintances, but, like, just people who are, like, family. Or, like, people who you're really, really close with, like, you're gonna fight. But, like, sometimes it doesn't matter.
And sometimes, like, you might be the person where you just feel like you don't have anyone that you could, like, call. Mm-hmm. And just knowing mm-hmm. that, like, oh, like, this person, like, I really need someone, you mm-hmm. know, at this mm-hmm. low point, whatever. Yeah, like, be that friend and do that for others.
Yeah.
Well, Heidi snarkily goes, like, well, if you talk to her, tell her I say hello.
Gosh.
Dude, they both miss her so much. This scene was ridiculous. Like, they both wish so badly that Lauren was still friends with them.
Yeah,
it's pathetic. Totally.
Well, Jen asks if Heidi would ever be friends with her again, and Heidi says, it's funny how things happen. She says she doesn't really care, but Jen says, yes, you do. And then Heidi looks, like, constipated AF. And then cue the ending music. We get a shot of all of the different, like, cast members in the episode. And then Heidi does, like, a walk down the street. But I put, like, she's, like, very cutely strutting. Like, she's so little.
She always does
she's,
that.
Like, strutting yeah. down the street.
She's, like, shoulders back, like, little.
Yeah.
Yes. Popping
the butt. Like,
and funny. That's the end of the episode, you guys. What did you think about this one? Filler, not filler. Did you?
I think it was another
like
filler,
it?
But it was.
I think it was filler.
Again, it was entertaining, but it was filler.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Very I agree entertaining. With that. They are though, like moving storyline with all these filler episodes.
But
yeah.
it would have been one of the ones where, like, I waited a week to see that. You know. Like, give me something.
How about favorite outfits?
I loved Whitney's outfit at Teen Vogue with her high pony.
And oh my God, when you get your favorite
I know,
outfit.
I know, but also Lowe's blue tube top shirt.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. My favorite was also Whitney's outfit, and I liked when they were at the pool. I liked Lauren's, the yellow scarf headband, and Audrina's bathing suit. Everybody at the pool looked great.
Oh my gosh, I'm so disappointed that I didn't put Whitney's outfit, but I'm just going to add it on right now. Whitney's outfit.
Nobody will know.
And also Lauren's, like, yellow dress at the dining
yeah,
table.
Yeah, her t-shirt dress. Yeah. Her tank top dress. Super cute.
Yes.
Super cute.
Yep.
Favorite moment from this episode?
I loved Lauren telling her girls kissing story and then her being like, who makes out like that in the public bathroom with another girl? And Audrina, lesbians. Because it was like, yes. it was such a quick moment and they immediately moved on to something else. But it was so funny. Just lesbians.
My favorite was Brody's phone call with Spencer in the car. I just loved that little fight and, like, him saying the stuff about loyalty and everything. It was just a great scene. And then later when Brody's like, Spencer broke up with me, just, like, all of that. Loved it.
That was mine too. I put, like, all the scenes with Brody because, like, so much was said. But, like, yeah. his scenes are so short, but they're, like, fighting so quickly that I'm, like, I love it. They're, like,
yep.
expressing everything they feel, and I love it. I love it a little bit. I love it.
It was a good episode for Brody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. We've been, like, talking before about how he's, like, so loyal to Spencer that it's annoying because mm-hmm. he's, like, not Team Lauren or whatever. But, like, yep. this was the other side that he's, like, I don't care. Like, I didn't fight with you. Like, I'm going to be friends with everyone. So I thought that was nice.
I love that.
So, yes, thank you for joining us today, you guys. We've been doing, you know, quite a lot of video this season, I feel like. So if you're watching us on YouTube, leave us a comment below to let us know if you're enjoying this. We've seen you guys comment before that you like these video formats, so that's why we're doing a little bit more of it. And if you guys are listening to us on Spotify or Apple Music, we've kind of changed up the formatting a little bit. I know we've missed, like, pop culture for some of our segments, but let us know what you think. Because, like, do you like this format? Do you want us to add it back? Like... Yeah. Love to hear what you have to say.
Also, so, yes. We are working on some surprises for you guys this season. So
yes.
Be excited for that.
It may or may not be the next episode.
Yeah. just a few surprises in the works, so.
Thank you guys for listening as always. Tune back next week to listen to Liz recap episode 6 of season 3 with us.
With maybe a special guest.
With maybe, if we're working on it.
We'll see.
Thanks so much for listening, you guys. Please follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or follow us on Instagram at MillennialTV. And if you're enjoying our podcast, please give us 5 stars and leave us a review. We will love it so, so much. Peace out, you guys. This is Millennial TV signing off. Take care of yourselves. See you next week.